Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, March 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks finished higher, but investors are keeping interest rates top of mind. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 75 points to close at 32,105. The S&P 500 was up 12 points, but the tech-heavy NASDAQ was the day's big winner, finishing up 117. The Dow and S&P 500 traded significantly higher during the trading day, but gave up a large portion of those gains late in the session as investors weighed the future path of interest rates following the Federal Reserve's quarter-point raise yesterday. Tech stocks fared particularly well. The S&P 500's information technology sector added 1.6%, while the communication services sector jumped 1.8%. And Netflix was the biggest gainer in the NASDAQ, finishing up 9%. Elsewhere, shares of Ford Motor Company fell just over 0.5%. The automaker said it expects to lose about $3 billion on its electric vehicle business this year. Coinbase says the Securities and Exchange Commission plans to sue it for violating investor protection laws. Shares fell 14%. Chewy shares fell nearly 7.5%. The online pet products retailer reported a surprise drop in active customers from a year ago. And Accenture reported a rise in quarterly sales and higher-than-expected earnings per share. Shares of the professional services company gained about 7.3%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.